Firestone has been envisaged by so many of us as an agent of extreme exploitation in Liberia, especially a company first and foremost that got a concession agreement for 99 years and later on amended that concession agreement on an interim arrangement in 2005 for another 37 years and buying 1 million acres of land in Liberia at the price of 1 cent United States dollars per acre of land. A maiden acre of land. They've made a lot of money all of Liberia as far as 1926. Now they've come to the people of Liberia arguing that the price of oil has fallen on the world market. They're not making no more profit. They want to redundant our people with all any medical benefit, with all any educational benefit. And especially, we see this as a brief slap in the face of Liberians when Firestone want to redundant people on the 26th of this month, which is Liberia's Independence Day, to lay out 374 Liberians.
Representative Gray, Firestone says that the redundancy decision is necessary to preserve the operation in Liberia.
Let me say this to you, Mr. Barty. Liberia is a country governed by laws. We have what we call a decent work bill. And also in that decent work bill, we have what we call a minimum wage bill. So Firestone will have to live in conformity with the existing laws of the Republic of Liberia, especially when it comes to the decent work bill and the minimum wage bill. And also we have to understand the full financial statement of Firestone. We have to see what the contract is, the contract they want to sign between them and another company. We have to see all of those things so Firestone cannot take a step. No matter what the situation is, they've exploited the people of Liberia. That's why when you have an entity, when you make profit, you keep some of those profit. That's why when you employ people, you have agreements with the people you employ. You cannot take unilateral decisions.
We know that Firestone employs a lot of Liberians. Some of your colleagues have said that the company has failed to live up to its promise. What promises are they talking about?
We have to first see the contract. The contract cannot be in isolation of legislative overview of the contract. So interestingly, the presenter of the contract to the legislature yesterday that was not signed, they argued in front of the full plenary that they have a contract, but the lawyers advised them not to bring the signed contract, but the broader contract that was not signed. When the question was posted to them, they said, yes, it's the contract, but this is not the signed one. So we felt it was an affront to the national legislature of the Republic of Liberia. And they have to follow our instruction. They have no choice. Because the law is the law, and we use the law effectively.
So what do you think about the decision by the company saying that it has contracted some of its work to private firms, and because of that, it cannot afford also to meet the workers' benefits such as health and education?
The premises in terms of first and foremost better health condition of our people, better educational facility for our people, better housing unit for our people, etc., in terms of the salary structure for our people. Those are critical issues. We've been on this fight for some time. So for Firestone now to give our contracts to other companies and arguing that they cannot bear full burden of health delivery, for example, educational care for our people, for example, is a breach of the initial agreement we have with the Firestone Rural Plantation.